This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello and welcome back to Betch Labs. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen. I love when you go, hello.
You gotta project.
Yeah, you gotta project the excitement. I'm still hysterically laughing from The Bachelor. We just recorded The Bachelor podcast. You guys should listen to it. And we played like really ridiculous Would You Rather that. Yes. I was crying. I literally was crying. Jordana gave me a hard one.
To make Aileen cry, but it was a very funny episode.
Yeah, it really is easy to make me cry. Speaking of crying,
So if you have any mean-spirited emails, email us at slapped@betches.com. Just kidding, no. But you can email us there with things that are constructive.
Yes. Thank you, teacher. Wait, speaking of crying. So last night I watched the Bachelor in Paradise finale, cried. Then I watched Insecure finale, bawled. Like, literally, I was bawling.
Insecure is, like, I don't know what happened, but it's just, like, the best show.
It just, like, literally was so, I wish, I want to meet Issa.
It's so good.
I was hysterically crying when they were having that closure. I'm, like, getting teary-eyed now thinking about it. When I, like, had the chills, they were, like, it was so real. Their acting was so good when they were having the closure conversation.
All the scenarios are also just, like, very real.
Yeah, and it was really funny, like,
I like the way that they did it, where they had like 3 months for each of them.
Yeah. Was it 1 month?
I think it was three.
Oh. Yeah. I loved it. And also the Kelly, you know, like the funny character when they were like doing the pros and cons of like working for white people or working for black people. And she was like, well, then Susan, what are you trying to baptize me or something? I was peeing.
She's so funny. She's definitely the funniest character.
Also, she looks amazing.
She's doing marathons now.
So I really need to meet Issa or something.
You're listening.
And ask her, like, how did she make this season so much like more relatable than any other show ever, right?
Yeah, I think it's like extremely relatable, just like in the sense of like universal like dating stuff and like feeling like that's just the way people date and the way people interact and the way people are single and the way people are in relationships
and the way people fuck up,
right? And yeah. There's like a racial component to it too, and I think that like I learned a lot about like another culture, and I think that in a way that wasn't like cheesy or weird or like
it was
like very natural,
cheese.
Right, it's just like very natural. I'm like, oh, this is like another way thing. I think they were talking about like the difference between black women and white women giving a head or anything like that. There was just like, I never even thought about that. Like, it's very, I just thought it was very like from like an anthropological thing, just like also just interesting to see how other people live.
Gave you such a new perspective on just like, I don't know, things, life, the way different people are different, you know. I thought like the end, sorry, spoiler alert, just like fast forward 1 minute, but if you haven't watched, but the end where she, like Molly goes back to Dro.
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a bad idea, but like.
Like, why do you think she did that?
Because she like tried to do the right thing and be with the.
She wasn't into
the other guy, but like that wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I think also that was too soon. The way she slept with
I think that was also relatable. It's like you want to go for the guy that like the guy you feel like you should be with, in a sense of like, this is like maybe you're not that into them, but like they're going to treat you well. And sometimes I think people date people like that a lot of the time because they're tired of like being jerked around or things
it's
like
true.
That. And even but they shouldn't date those people because they don't actually like them.
I think in order for her to be open to like the other guy, I forgot his name, like the work guy, the lawyer,
the Chicago guy.
Yeah. She needs to get like the Dro out of her system. Like that needs to end poorly.
It's also like maybe you shouldn't be with either of them, and like that's okay too.
I mean, like, yeah, for sure. Right. But if it were, but she would be better off with someone who like made her laugh and it was sweet to her,
right?
And like is a good companion for life.
No, that's true. I think that also like the, but I'm saying the bigger I think lesson is that like you don't have to just be with someone. So if you're like, if this guy is bad because he's like married and unavailable and like never gonna be able to get what you want, don't be with him. But if you're not like really that attracted or into this guy, even though he's like gonna be nice, don't be with him either. Like if you can just wait. You'll meet someone who like
has both qualities.
Has it all, and like there's no reason to, you don't just because you're lonely, you shouldn't just be with one of those people, because then you're gonna miss out on the person that comes along.
Yeah, you'll have regrets.
Exactly. I thought it was kind of weird that she went back to like live with Daniel.
That was the least relatable thing.
That part was like the weirdest thing. Like, why would she do that?
Like, why wouldn't she go home to live with her
or live with Molly?
Yeah, that didn't really
make
sense.
That seems like the last person she should be living with.
Maybe, yeah. I didn't understand that, really. Like, I thought she was sort of over him. She realized he was, like, a fuck boy. And
I don't think he was ever that bad. He just did that one weird thing. But, like,
he came in her face. Yeah. yeah, it was, that sucked, obviously, like, right in her eye. Didn't look pleasant. No. I think that it didn't make sense to me because
she has so many other friends, too.
She has other friends, and, like, it didn't seem like there's more from him that she should, that she's looking. Like, there's nothing else.
Right.
Like, she doesn't want to really date him. She's still in love with Lawrence. Why is she, like, going back?
It seems like that seemed like a very odd choice. That was the one thing that didn't really make sense about the whole finale. Thing.
Yeah. But I love the dead orchid. That's real. Remember Lawrence? So his girlfriend brought him on an orchid when he moves into his nice apartment. And then, like, fast forward a few, like, days, like, in his, like, you know, calendar. Mm-hmm. And they quickly pan on the orchid and it's completely dead. Like, there are no petals. It's so dead. Real. No one takes care of
it. That's the most realistic thing about
it. It's just so
the
real.
The way they depict plant life is no, really just,
no, because
like,
he didn't care about it. He didn't take care of it. He's not really that into that girl.
I thought he, like, was into her, though. It was confusing.
I think that he was just, like, trying to be into her.
She seemed cool.
Yeah.
I liked her, but, like, oh, I thought the saddest, most, like, kind of realistic thing was when they were ending their breakup talk and she, like, has this, like, fantasy
I
of
was
them
bawling.
Yeah, that was like, because that's what you think in your head. It's like, we talk about this in our second book, I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and shit like that, this like emotional masturbation thing.
Yeah.
And like in her head she just like played out like if they just got back together and they got married and she had a baby and it was like the whole like the whole thing. Like we've all had those visions.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh, it literally made me, I was crying so hard because it just felt so sad for her because the whole time you knew it was just a vision.
Right.
And you knew that she was going to like flash back to like him leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And
And I think that just depicted like the most like tragic part of being single. Not that being single is tragic. It's a lot of fun in a lot of ways and great in a lot of ways. But I think like that's like the part that really hurts about it is like especially getting over a breakup is just like this like story that you play out in your head of how things could have
and then you
turned
have to, like,
out
sort of
and that's not real
erase it out of your like
right you have to build like a new an entirely new story for yourself
and
which is
you,
like the saddest part of a breakup
for
I think.
Sure and then you're like crying and then you're like upset about you like feel like sad for yourself because like it's not something that's gonna happen for you
and you like ache for it and you could like sort of see that in her face.
My
it was
god
really
that was so good. Oh my god, if anyone, I'm really sorry if you guys haven't watched it and we gave it all up, it's so
again,
worth
this
it
is not
anyway.
Sponsored we really just love the show.
It's so worth it. It's just like, I mean, we are here just to talk about real shit and like real relationships and like if there's any show out there that like kind of encapsulates like what like real life is like and like dating, you guys, it's and friendships.
Yeah, Insecure is best show
so
on TV
good.
Right now, especially now that Game of Thrones is over.
Yes,
HBO kills it every time. In some other lighter news, Kim Kardashian is expecting a girl with her surrogate.
Right, I read that they hired security, like a full. They moved her into like a random house, like an hour out of LA.
The surrogate.
Yeah, and they paid $1.5 million for the security team.
How much does she get paid?
I don't know. That's unclear. But, $1.5 million for security. It's like Baby Mama. Do you remember Amy Poehler and Tina Fey? And like they have a driver for her. Like no one is allowed to like come a foot near her. Kanye's
sounds
like
kinda lonely.
Kanye's like yeah. Kanye's like doing the surveillance on all in the house and like watching all the videos.
It would be for me. It would take a lot of money to
do that.
To do that,
yeah.
They're sounds like convenient, but it's like you're like Kim and Kanye's slave
for
like,
sure.
Like they're
in like a nice house.
Yeah, it's almost like you're like an alien host of their child, and you're like their slave. Yeah. It's like Handmaid's Tale, kind of.
Oh my god, it's exactly.
It's
like
so
Handmaid.
Like Handmaid's Tale.
It is Handmaid's Tale. Holy shit! Right? Because what are they gonna do with her after?
Praise be.
Praise be.
I wonder if like when they impregnated her, if it was like Kanye holding the surrogate's holding Kim's legs.
Ken's, why hasn't anyone made that video yet?
Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open. Yeah, so that's funny.
And also I feel like Kim is like, because she's like not having the baby herself, is like really trying to take advantage by wearing super skanky stuff
for sure. And like how convenient it is for her that she gets to stay skinny.
Like, it's convenient, but I think that there's something about like having, I mean, obviously people have babies all sorts of ways. I'm not trying to say anything negative about that, but I think there is some sort of connection that you get when you're
like, sure,
holding
the baby.
For sure,
that's what I mean. Like, I mean it in like a sarcastic way. Yeah. Like how convenient it is
but
for
But it
you.
Is very nice for her. I know she's obviously very into her body and
sure.
not gaining weight. It's
and that's
probably
her like business. And probably Kanye won't be upset.
Right. But she looks good, but she's definitely like full, she's like dying her. She's like, what can pregnant woman not do? Because I'm going to do all that
You're
shit.
Gonna see her like snorting Coke lines and drinking like five
right.
iced coffees at
She's
a time.
Dyeing her hair,
yeah,
like all like, sorts of colors.
Like eating like stuffing sushi in her mouth. Yeah.
It's like that scene in Knocked Up where he's reading, he's talking about like all the, he's like, this is just a giant list of things you can't do. I'm just going to be like jumping on a trampoline and like doing heroin while you just have to sit there.
He's so thoughtful. Yeah, anyway.
So last week when we talked about Insecure, we had we talked about open relationships because that was really the Molly Dro thing, was that like,
oh, right.
he was in an open marriage. And we told you to give us your opinions and we got a letter and we wanted to read it out loud.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. She was pointing at me. I felt it. Okay. Hey, Betches, longtime reader and listener. Am I supposed to compliment you if it's not a dear Betch and just an opinion email?
It's never a requirement.
Yeah, we
it's
never
just
require, and it's just become a trend, which we haven't rejected.
We'll still read your emails if you don't say nice shit about us.
Yes. But you should. Regardless, I feel like you guys are my friends, and I get so excited every week when the new episode comes out. That's really sweet. You're our friend too. I have some thoughts about open relationships and cheating in general, mostly because I recently caught myself in a situation where I started seeing someone on the side of my serious committed 5-year relationship. At first, I pursued it because I wanted to figure out if I was just bored or if there was a problem in my relationship. It turns out my life is so much more fulfilled with two boyfriends. This new guy is married, so we have to be really secretive, but we text all day and add so much value to each other's lives. It feels like we were meant to be, but our circumstances impede us from actually being together 24/7. But I'm okay with that. I don't want to go through all the weird relationship stuff with him, like meeting parents, money conversations, DTR, bodily functions, etc. I like that we can keep things light and fun. We don't have to pretend to be anything or not. We both feel kind of guilty that this is more of an emotional affair than physical, even though the sex is hot. But it makes us happy. So I feel like I'm considering this self-care, and I think that's okay. I've dropped hints to my boyfriend that I want an open relationship, and he is the jealous type, so that wouldn't work. But I think if you suspend jealousy in a relationship, that a situation like this could work. My secret boyfriend loves art, poetry, and we have the same taste in music. My real boyfriend doesn't, so this works out well. I have a concert buddy, and I don't have to guilt my boyfriend into something that he doesn't want to do. Do you see the perks? XOXO. I got 99 problems, but a BF ain't one.
Okay, I have some problems with this.
Okay, I have many problems with this also. But
here's the thing about this, what she's describing here is it sounds like her like a mistress boyfriend is getting all the perks of being in a relationship with her without any of the shit. And her real boyfriend is the one who's going to be like has to do all the annoying shit.
My question is, what does her real boyfriend bring to her? Like,
right.
She didn't say one good thing about him. She just like, as I pictured him, he's just like a guy who lays in her bed.
Right.
Like it's
and
no,
it's
he
just jealous.
Doesn't bring anything. Yeah. Yeah. Everything was kind of negative about him. And I think that like, she might be confusing self-care with just like the fact
selfishness
and just cheating. Like if you're
I don't think you can call cheating self-care.
You can't be in an open relationship when you're not in an open relationship.
If the person doesn't agree to it.
Right.
Then you're just a cheater.
Then you're just cheating. Like, so, I mean, we're not judging you at all, but I just think that you might have slight delusion about the situation you're in because also the other side of it that the guy who you're like your mister is also getting like all the perks and he doesn't want to settle down and he doesn't want to do anything
right.
with you. So it's almost like you don't want to admit to yourself that this guy doesn't want to commit to you. So you're just like saying like you're just
right. And you don't want to admit to yourself that your boyfriend that you actually have isn't right for you because he doesn't like all the things that you like and he doesn't want to
right.
do the things that you want to do.
Exactly.
So I mean, I guess I can see where she would think that we were like sort of advocating that or talking about that. In our last episode, we were saying like, wouldn't it be great to have different men who enjoy doing different things?
Yeah.
But one that involves things being very like open and
like,
everyone agreeing to
the
that.
The keyword in an open relationship is the open
right.
part. Yeah.
And two, I think that like, I don't know. I just think that this, I think that's like an ideal situation. I don't think it works in reality. I don't think
it probably doesn't, because, I mean, unless all parties are so in sync,
it would require like, same yeah, age. It would require like your boyfriend to also have someone who did that kind of thing for him on the side as well. If you're everything to one person and they're just like a little part of your life, that doesn't really like seem fair or like.
I feel like the only way that an open relationship could work is if like an agency puts people together, because they like have done like a background check and to see if like, are you really into open relationships? And then they bring those people together
to be vetted.
Yeah, they have to be vetted to see if like their intentions are truly like pro open, and then it might work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying like in theory this sounds nice, but I just think, I don't know. I feel bad. Human nature is not like.
I feel bad for all like the people being cheated on, like the wife and her boyfriend. Like they don't know that you can't be in an open relationship with the other people. It's don't know betrayal. About it.
Yeah, and it's deceptive, and it's not nice.
It's not. It's really not nice. I would really
like. What if he was doing that to you? I mean, I guess you want to be in an open relationship, but I think that if your boyfriend had someone that he was doing all those things with, I don't think you'd
and he was like, this is amazing. Happening. And he tries to convince you how amazing it is. And you'd be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Like, let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, it seems like it's working for you. I have a feeling that won't last that long.
It doesn't seem like it's working for her because she's cheating.
Well, she says she's very happy.
But
you obviously don't love your boyfriend that much, because if you really cared about him, you would worry about the fact that you're hurting him by doing this.
Yeah, like, would you be as happy as if your boyfriend left you and you were just the mistress of the other guy? Like, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. Oh, if anybody agrees or, like, strongly disagrees with what we're saying.
Or has any interesting ideas or things to contribute.
Like, we're not trying to be judgy at all, because, like, open, like, place here. Everyone's allowed their opinions. But we're just trying to, like, decipher whether this is, like, delusion or reality. So if this girl disagrees with us, like, email us.
Yeah, or if anyone disagrees with us, email us at slapped@batches.com and either share your own personal experience or tell us why we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Totally.
So Eileen, I heard that you've been watching a lot of documentaries about like toxic food and stuff that's bad for you.
I'm like fake vegan right now.
Yeah, no meat, no dairy. How long has it been?
I haven't eaten grilled chicken in like a month.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really not into it.
It's big for you. Good for the chickens, bad for you. Or maybe fine for you. I don't know.
Fine. My skin's getting better.
But speaking of like organic products, have you heard of Sustain?
I have. I've been seeing that a lot recently. I hear it's like this new alternative, like non-toxic, right? Tampons?
Yeah. It's non-toxic. Feminine products? It's tampons, it's pads, it's condoms. They have like a whole lifestyle. Like there's like a lifestyle brand basically just about not putting like
bad
toxic stuff inside your body, which is good. I mean, I've never even really thought about before.
I
this,
also haven't
about like what's in my tampon. You like put it in you. It's like kind of weird.
So true. You think about all the other stuff you put in you or people.
And they really want us to know what we're putting inside our bodies, and they want to give us good products to put in our vaginas. So go to sustainnatural.com. And, if you're a listener, you can get your first month of free products and free shipping when you sign up at sustainnatural.com and use Betches Pod at checkout. That's BETCHESPOD at checkout. That's sustainnatural.com, and they're all natural vagina friendly products that put women's bodies first. Kinda. Yeah. and even like the best thing is that they give 10% of their profits to women's healthcare organizations.
Oh, that's amazing.
And there's over 20 million women in the US who lack access to reproductive healthcare. Do you know that?
No, I didn't. And that's messed up.
I know that is messed up, especially Aileen and my moms are both OBGYNs.
They are.
So we're also committed to women's healthcare.
That's exactly how we met also. so again, staynatural.com and use Betches Pod at checkout for your first free month and free shipping.
Okay, let's do it. That wasn't really a dear betch because she wasn't asking for our advice, but we gave it to her anyway.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Betches, before I beg for your advice, let me give you your much-deserved phrase. Completely love the podcast, and I wish it was daily so I didn't have to wait a full week for new episodes to come out. I think in our current state of the world, we're being doomed by an orange dictator. A daily Betches podcast would really brighten up everyone's lives.
Yay. Nice. Well, soon we're going to start filming our podcast, so you get to watch it on Facebook. Find us at Betches.
Yeah. There's more to come. Anyway, here's my potentially hypothetical problem. A few months ago, a friend that I was close with in high school and the first couple of years of college asked me to stand up in her wedding. I assume she says stand up in this letter a few times. I think it means like be a bridesmaid.
Be a bridesmaid? Is she like British or something?
I have no idea. We're 27 and haven't been all that close for the last few years. Basically just your casual dinner hangout every few months to keep in touch. I was a little caught off guard when she asked, but I said yes because, as you know, it can be difficult and awkward to say no to something like that. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, my best friend got engaged and I will be the maid of honor. The issue is that the ideal date of this bride's wedding falls on the same date that the other wedding that I'm standing up in is. The friend is aware of the other wedding, but I would never tell someone to not plan their wedding date around me. You know, passive aggressiveness and all. I have not purchased anything at all for the first wedding, so money being wasted isn't the issue yet, and these dates are still a year away. But if my newly engaged bestie picks the same date, I would definitely have to drop out of the other one. Am I a rude bitch? How do I go about having this difficult conversation? Again, this is just a potential problem as nothing has been set yet, but I'm already stressing. Please help. Sorry for writing the next great American novel in this email. Stressed bitch.
I mean, obviously, like, be your best friend's bridesmaid.
Right. I think this is, like, a pretty easy one. It's like, when your friend picks her date, tell your other friend, be like, I have another wedding and I didn't realize that it was going to be on the same date and I'm so sorry that I can't be at your wedding and I can't be your bridesmaid.
Yeah, because she wins in this scenario because she doesn't have to go to the other wedding.
Right.
which is the rule of thumb we've discovered.
Yeah. It's okay as long as you're not telling someone that like the week before their, if you're telling them that, I would say at least like 9 months before their wedding.
As
I think
early
it's fine.
As possible.
As early as you, as soon as your best friend picks her date, you tell the other girl that you can't if she picks the same date.
Yeah, just, but what if she, like, picks it and it comes too close?
What do you mean?
Like, comes too close. I guess the dates that are being chosen are, like, a year away, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah. I feel like people pick their dates, like, pretty close, too.
Yeah, as soon as she picks, just be, like, honest and be, like, I'm really sorry, like, this person, like...
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. People, like, can't come to things. It's not, like, the end of the world, especially the more notice you give someone, the more respectful it is. If
and
someone
send a nice gift.
Yeah, if someone, let's say I was, like, getting married and I asked someone to be my bridesmaid and then their sister was getting married on the same day as me, I would be like, oh, like, you have to drop out. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Less,
not
like,
a big
chicken
deal
for you. okay,
exactly.
Let's play some games, yeah?
Yes. Right. Oh, wait, no, there's another. We have one more Dear Batch.
Oh, we have another
quick
one.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, should I read it?
Yes.
Dear Batch, hey, y'all. After listening to this week's episode, I had a question. I begrudgingly was a bridesmaid. Oh, another bridesmaid one. I begrudgingly was a bridesmaid this past summer for a sorority sister who I'm really not close with. My man will, hopefully, be popping the question within the next year.
I love girls. They're just, like, planning these weddings before
so
they're even engaged.
Funny.
It's hysterical.
So my man will, parentheses, hopefully be popping the question within the next year. Do I have to ask her to be my wedding too? She's never someone I would have considered it if it weren't for her just having asked me. If I don't, is it in bad taste to invite her to be a guest? Thanks for your help, future fiance. Oh my God, I can't with this future fiance shit.
Yeah. First of all, don't plan your wedding until you get engaged.
Unless, like, you're trying to go for the plaza and your parents are paying for it, let them plan that shit.
This wedding is nice, but it's not the plaza. And
it's
not
June.
I'm quoting Bride Wars, which is the most absurd movie
obviously
ever.
Like, come on.
I think you don't have to have anyone be a bridesmaid that you don't want to.
Right.
I mean, imagine it's easier said than done. But I think that happens a lot. Some people have more friends than others.
Yeah.
Some people have more sisters than others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they can't have as many friends.
Right. I agree.
It's not always personal.
And
usually it is, though.
Sometimes people, you can have like a large bridal party and you can only have like two people standing. You don't have to have anyone standing up there. It's, you know, there's like many like modern ways in which to go about this like bigger group circle scenario. But
also, if you're not that close with her, chances are like she just needs someone to fill up her bridal party.
Yeah, where she's delusional.
I guess. I feel like usually it's the case when like someone's like not that good friends with the bride, but they're a bridesmaid. It's like the bride just doesn't have that many good friends.
That's true. So here's the thing again. We've said this, like, it's your wedding. Like, do what makes you happy. You're the one paying. So like, if you don't want this girl who's not close to you standing by your side when you're like getting married to your man. Like,
would you want that? I feel like I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that. So, like, just don't do it and then deal with the consequences later.
Or like, why would, I mean, there doesn't even have to be any consequence. I don't think it's like a personal thing. I guess maybe, I mean,
there could be.
I guess if I made someone a bridesmaid and they didn't make me one, I would like definitely question how close I was with them. It would probably make me think that I thought I was closer with them than they were. I mean, do you not agree? Like, I'm sorry, for me, I'm like, oh, like that. I don't know. I'm thinking about it from like the bride's point of view, but now I'm putting myself in the shoes of like the person who's asked someone to be a bridesmaid and they didn't ask me. I think I'd be like a little insulted, but then it would just make me think like maybe we're just not as close as I thought we were. Or maybe they have like a lot of sisters and cousins and their boyfriend has a lot of sisters and they just don't have room.
Yeah, like if you have a small bridal party and it's not full of your family members, I think the other person's probably just going to question why. I feel bad for the other bride.
But like, what better time to reexamine a friendship than
I guess
than a wedding? I think weddings make you examine a lot of things in your life. I haven't been married, but I would imagine, I mean, like, it's like you have to think about like what kind of lifestyle you want, what kind of wedding you're like need to throw, like what's important to you, like where you want to spend your money, who you want like standing next to you, who you want to make a speech, yeah, who you want to marry you.
That's the most important one.
No, I mean, I meant like,
oh, who do you want
like to officiate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things that are sort of like represent. I mean, weddings are kind of stupid, but like at the same time, they also like are a good representation of like you and your values and what you want in life.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really. I think of it like, I just think it just needs to be personal. A wedding, like personal in the sense that like both of you are happy. And that, like, you're making choices not because other people want it for you.
Yeah. It needs to be personal and expensive.
And, yeah, unless they're paying for it, in which you can allow the parents, whatever, input. Anyway, okay, let's play games.
Okay. If you have any other questions, bridal-related or not bridal-related,
yeah,
please email us at slappedatbetches.com.
Give me a non-bridesmaid question, unless it has to do with, like, fashion. Okay.
Which dress looks best on me? I'm sure they're going to consult.
Send us pictures. Yeah. Okay. Let's play games.
So this one's from a listener. I don't think she gave her name. Okay. Would you rather have no body hair, aka be bald with no eyebrows, or go au naturel, like not shave or wax, basically be a gorilla?
It depends what nationality or like where I'm from.
What was that?
Yeah, it depends like what.
What's acceptable in your circle?
No. It depends like what. Is my family culture, like how gorilla am I going to be? Like me personally, I don't have that much body hair. If I go au naturel, it'll look a little fucking weird. But I'm like, we have a friend who's Middle Eastern and like, you know, I think I grow less body hair than she might. I think she might go the bald route. You know
but
what
no
I mean?
No eyebrows? Yeah.
You can draw them in, draw them in, wear hats.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I assume you're not allowed to get laser either.
No, but like, okay, that or walking around with literally like a coat of hair on your legs.
Ugh.
I guess you can wear jeans on your arms, on your face.
Yeah, I don't really have that much hair either, but like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, what if you're like growing a fucking
beard? What
about
your armpits? You have to have like hairy armpits?
Yeah, yeah. But like, that's becoming like kind of unnecessarily acceptable recently.
I hate it.
Because like.
I don't like that at all.
Like, you're smelling bad. You're going to smell bad.
It's very French.
It's very français. I'm really sorry for calling out a friend. And I'm sorry for repeating it now. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the next thing. Okay.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on overweight? So we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on is basically a game where we bring up a topic, we say our thoughts on it. It's very complicated.
Yes. There are no rules. Okay. What are your thoughts on overweight fitness instructors?
Okay. I was thinking about this the other day because like sometimes
I know
because
you prompted it.
Sometimes they're just good. They're like just as good in a workout, I think, as the non ones. But it definitely is a little more motivating, I think, if the fitness instructor has like a pretty good body.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I also think that, like, they know what they're doing.
Right.
So.
Well, part of it is, like, you look at the instructor and you're like, if you can't get a body that I want, then, like, how are you going to get me a body that I want?
Right.
But that's not always – but it's also, it's like, some people case. Have just, like, naturally different
– also, people have, like, different – like, go through personal things. You know what I mean? And they need to keep their job. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going through, like, a breakup and you're putting on, like, you put on 10 pounds or something.
Right.
But you still need –
but, I mean, it's part of your
money.
Job is to, like
– agreed.
Right. I'm, like, kind of torn because part of me feels bad for, like, thinking that way, but it's also like, I don't know, you're supposed to be motivational. It's like,
right, I agree. Like, it's called fits above her reason. Yeah. I once went to like a yoga class, and the instructor was not small, right? Okay. But she was so flexible. Like, right. She was insanely flexible. So I was thinking, like, I guess this just means that I'm not gonna get skinny just doing yoga. So I need to go to Barry's.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the times in most fitness classes, the instructor isn't just doing the class that they're doing.
Right, almost all. Right. Because I've like gone to like those intense like boot camp classes, and the instructor will be like, oh, and say hi to this bitch from SoulCycle and like this person from like Peloton. And I'm like, I know you're fucking secrets.
Right.
They're not spinning all
just
the time.
Just tell us the real reason that you look the way you do.
What you're really doing. Yeah. I mean, also,
or tell us the real reason you're not looking the way you're supposed to.
They're probably going through something. I mean, half the time, nutrition, not half, like 80% of like everything, the way you look is nutrition. So, I mean, one has more self-control than the other, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think that like a fitness instructor, like if you are a fitness instructor, you should try your best to have like a body that's kind of enviable.
Tight.
A little tight. Tighter.
Yeah. Just go on the scale.
And weigh less.
Subtract 20 pounds
just
and then weigh
be that.
Not fat shaming, just quoting a movie. Okay, let me give you another one.
Okay.
Would you rather be a little dumb but very fun, or extremely smart but very socially awkward and weird? What do you mean by weird? Just socially awkward.
Fine. I think I might rather be a little dumb.
But very fun?
Yeah, and like...
I agree with you, because being extremely smart, like, you're more likely unhappy.
I feel like you're more likely to be happy if you're a little dumb and like...
Totally.
Positive and having a good time.
I agree. Like, what
sucks, but like,
sucks. It really sucks because you're only a little dumb. You're not like completely vapid.
Right.
Whereas, like, if you're extremely smart, you could just be a little bit less smart and still be happy. Like, if you're a little happier.
You'd rather, because it's better to be like more towards the middle, I guess, than be extremes of like socially like inept, but very smart. Probably better for the world if you're really smart and socially inept, but.
Totally. Yeah.
Better for me to be a little dumb.
Yeah. We're not like, yeah. We're not talking about like helping people right now, just like in terms of like social.
Someone else will be really smart
for you.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm the smartest person in the world, but I have a good time.
But you're not like a little dumb. You're definitely like smarter than most.
Than dumb. I'm smarter than I am dumb.
I would say like on the like scale of like on like of the average American, you were smarter than the average American.
Okay. Thank you. That's really nice.
Or smarter than the median American. But I'm saying like you're not really a good example.
Okay, fine. Okay, whatever. I'll take it.
I would think of an example, but it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just be happy and a little bit stupid.
Yeah, happiness, ultimate goal. Just a dumb, happy idiot.
The goal. Unless you're dating a dumb, happy idiot and you're smart, that's really not a great thing, because you're like, be smarter.
Go on the smartness scale, increase your IQ by 10 points and be that.
Exactly. Okay. Do you want to do one more?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, obviously, yesterday was 9/11, or by the time you hear this, 2 days ago was 9/11.
Yeah.
Obviously,
thoughts and prayers.
Yes. But I went to the 9/11 museum recently.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, would I date a guy who didn't know what 9/11 was?
If he just, was he too young? Like, what was wrong with him? Wait, first of all, the 9/11 museum is so fucking sad. Did you go inside?
I thought it was a very good museum.
It was really, really good. It made you, like, feel like you really, they say never forget. Like, it makes you really remember and, like, be.
And like, it's, like, recent enough that they have, like, very.
Yeah, and you, like, when they were, like, playing the cassettes, it really like felt like in it. Everyone should go if they haven't gone. But anyway, sorry, we didn't mean to go depressing on you. But okay, so would I date a guy if he didn't know what 9/11 was?
Yeah, like okay, so you're going. He's,
what's the rather?
And it's just like, would you? It's like, would that be a red flag or a deal breaker? Like you're like you're dating a guy and you say let's why don't we go to the 9/11 museum, and he says sure, great, but like what's 9/11?
Did that happen to you?
No, it didn't happen to me.
No, oh my God, I would be like, okay, actually, never mind, I'm going.
A deal breaker?
You stay here. Yeah, what do you mean?
Maybe he was out that day.
He didn't hear about it, like, at any point in the 10 years that we've been, like...
History isn't his favorite subject.
serious? No, I mean, okay, it'd be different if you didn't hear about like a major terrorism attack that happened not in the country. What if he's not from here?
Okay, what if he's not from here?
Then the red flag would be, it would be a lot less, like exponentially less.
Right.
Because it if he was like, oh, this terrible attack happened 10 years ago to my country, wherever this country is.
You probably wouldn't know.
You definitely wouldn't know.
It's like when we were in Croatia and they were talking about like the Croatian war. We were like, oh, yeah, sure. Like with like communism? And they're like, no, like nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no, yeah. If he's from America and he didn't know it. Deal breaker.
If he's from another country,
not
red flag.
Yeah. Red, a slight red flag, barely any. Although Americans really like to put it in your face.
That's true.
So where have you been?
Yeah.
Right?
It would just be weird. It's like, do you never heard anything ever?
It's also a little bit like,
well,
like
you could take
American
them,
centric.
Take them to the 9/11 museum. They know all about it.
Exactly. Anyway,
it might be indicative of a larger issue in their life, though.
Potentially. But would you think it was indicative of a larger issue in your life if you didn't hear about like some genocide that happened in another country?
Nope, but those countries are random.
On that note, we should probably leave.
Yeah, before we say anything else bad.
Okay.
Okay. Email us. We're joking, obviously, like all countries are important.
Yeah.
Email us at slapped@betches.com to yell at us for ignorance. We will try to be less so next time.
I hope that the name of this is gonna be like all countries are important. Anyway, please don't forget to tell all of your friends about our ridiculous podcast. Rate us, write your comments on the iTunes. I don't give a shit if you write negative stuff. Just rate the 5 stars. We'll love it. And email us and we'll answer your stuff and it's surprising. And then to show all your friends that we answer it and brag, it's like an amazing bragging right. So now I'm bragging about myself. So, all right, we got to go back to the office.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.